it's time for the archers.
One of the men spotted her earlier on.
She's not very well at all, is she?
No.
And she lambed last week.
Yep. Now, this is the final lot. Another couple of days, they'll all be out in the paddocks.
Well, it looks like you're right. She hasn't cleansed properly.
Yeah, I thought as much.
And she's running quite a temperature.
Will she be all right?
Well, I hope so. I'll clean her out and give her a jab. She'll need an intravenous by the look of her.
Ryan!
What's the matter?
You're what's the matter? Coming out here without your coat? Morning, Robin.
Morning.
I'm not cold.
Come on, put it on.
I'm all right.
Brian, it's freezing out here. Don't want you ending up ill in bed.
Don't make such a fuss.
Well, put your coat on.
All right.
Honestly, Robin, our stockman's off with bronchitis. Half the village is down with flu, and he wanders around in his shirt sleeves.
Jenny, flu is a virus. You don't catch it from cold weather.
Maybe not, but it lowers your resistance. Isn't that true, Robin?
You may be right.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
What do you think?
Retained cleansing.
Oh,
that's the best I can do, old girl.
Oh, dear. That's not what I want to see first thing on a Monday morning.
I'll give her a hormone injection as well, I think.
Well, whatever you say. But, Jenny, why don't you go inside and make her some coffee?
I think perhaps I will. You'll stay for coffee, won't you, Robin?
Well, I really ought to get on.
Are you sure?
But then, you do make quite the best coffee in Ambridge.
Thank you. I get a special blend of beans from the coffee centre in Felbersham. It's quite a trek just to buy coffee, but I think it's worth it.
Oh, I saw you in Felbersham on Saturday.
What?
I waved like mad, but you didn't see me.
You weren't in Felbersham on Saturday, were you?
No.
Oh, sorry, I could have sworn.
No, not on Saturday.
Well, it must have been someone else.
Yes, it must have been.
No wonder I didn't get a response. Waving and shouting at a complete stranger.
Friday? It might have been Friday. Do you remember, Brian? Debbie and I took your ad in to Borsetshire Life.
Yes. Oh, well, that must be it then. I never know what day of the week it is. A couple of weeks ago, I overslept and woke up convinced it was Sunday. I rushed down to St. Stephen's for communion and couldn't understand why there was no congregation.
You got the wrong day.
Yes. It was Saturday.
Oh, dear.
All right. I'll just give this poor you a jab.
And I'd better go and get that coffee on.
And there's your change, Ivan.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
Morning.
Oh, what you doing here?
Nice to see you too, Clary, love.
You ain't having a drink.
Oh, go on.
No. You know what we agreed?
Seeing as I'm here.
No.
One point's not going to work.
Look, Eddie, here's me scrimping and saving on the housekeeping. 20p here, 30p there. Well, I ain't having you spending £1.32 on beer. What you doing up here, anyway?
I had to come down the shop. So I thought, seeing as I was passing...
What for?
What?
What'd you have to go to the shop for?
These.
Tea bags.
You run out.
We've got tons of tea bags.
There's none in the tin.
I bought one of them great catering packs. They're in the store cupboard.
Yeah, couldn't find them.
On the left, where they always are.
Well, any road. Dad said he wasn't setting foot outside without a mug of tea inside.
How much did they cost?
No, I don't know. £1 somewhere?
Oh, Eddie.
I bought the smallest box.
I can get 100 tea bags for less than that down the supermarket.
Who was I to know that?
We're never going to save 200 quid a month if we don't count every penny.
Look, we're never going to save 200 quid a month, full stop.
We got to.
That's 50 quid a week.
I know.
How much you put by so far?
I don't know. I ain't reckoned it up.
50 quid, I'll bet.
Well, we're difficult this way. What with William's birthday?
We'll never do it, Clary.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, hello, Dolly. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Thirsty.
Oh, can I get you a drink?
No.
Oh, right.
I'm not allowed.
I see.
We're supposed to be saving money to pay off Joe's fine.
But I can last till next Christmas without a drink.
Well, you'll have to.
Well, couldn't you, take on some extra work?
I'm down here 6 days a week as it is.
No, I meant you, Eddie. Can't you get some casual work?
Yeah, not at this time of year.
Are you sure? I mean, well, the middle of February, there's always people off sick.
It's an idea. I mean, you've had work off of the estate before now.
Yeah, but...
Why don't you go and have a word with Shola?
And my dad. He's got someone off sick this week.
Has he?
Yeah. Would it make all the difference, Eddie, if you could earn a bit extra?
No, I'm asking, I suppose.
And Joe will have to manage at home without you.
Oh, he won't like that.
Well, he'll have to lump it.
What? Doing the milking every day? More lively.
It's his fault we're in this mess. He can do his bit to get us out of it.
Robin?
Hello?
Ah, I thought I saw you coming into the church.
I was just checking to make sure you hadn't stolen the hymn books.
Oh, I made quite sure everything was back in its proper place.
Only joking, Marjorie. So, tell me all about it. How did the service go?
Very well indeed.
Good.
We had 34 people and a good few children.
Really? That was more than you expected, wasn't it?
Yes, nearly all the regular congregation. One or two diehards stayed away, of course, but Tom Forrest came and he brought proof.
Oh, that is good news.
And you know, before you came to Ambridge, I can remember Tom saying he would never worship in a church where there was not a proper minister taking the service.
That says a lot for your powers of persuasion, Marjorie.
Oh, no. I can't take any of the credit.
Of course you can. This would never have got off the ground without your sterling efforts.
Oh, nonsense.
How did Clary get on?
Splendidly. Her reading was clear as a bell.
But what about the prayer? She was very worried about that, wasn't she?
Well, she had no need to be. It was simple and straight from the heart. Very moving, I thought.
Good.
In fact, everyone who took part really rose to the occasion. It all went quite swimmingly.
I'm so pleased. I really am.
So am I.
Now, all I need to do is persuade Edgley and Penny Hassey to do their own services, and I can stay in bed.
Oh, Robin!
I have to tell you, Marjorie, there were a few raised eyebrows in Penny Hassey on Sunday.
Really? Why?
When the Ambridge contingent didn't turn up for the service.
But you did explain.
Oh, yes. I told them what you were doing. But I got the feeling that a little bit of umbrage was taken.
Why?
So Penny Hassey Church isn't good enough for Ambridge, eh?
Oh, really?
Well, you know how loyal people are to their own church.
But even so...
Anyway, I tried to persuade them that they should follow suit and do their own service.
But they weren't keen.
Well, it's difficult to think of anyone who'd take on the job of organising it, the way you have.
Oh, there must be someone.
It's the same with Edgley.
I shouldn't think there are enough people in the Edgley congregation to make it viable, are there?
No, not really. Pity that. Anyway, when are you going to do the next one?
Oh, I really hadn't thought.
3 weeks' time?
So soon?
I was hoping to make it a regular event.
Were you?
Well, then maybe you could take on the odd-even song as well.
You really are planning to take it easy, aren't you, Robin?
Not at all. I want to be there, participating in the worship with you. You know, being an equal member of the church rather than always having to lead from the front. It will be very satisfying for me.
Who was it?
Oh, would you believe Eddie Grundy?
What did he want?
Work.
Oh, yes, I told him he might be needing someone.
Oh, it was you, was it?
I saw him at lunchtime.
Yeah, he said a little bird told him.
Well, I thought with Sammy being off
sick... Debbie, I wouldn't give Eddie Grundy a job if he was the last man on earth.
You've used him before.
Well, I may have used him in the past.
You use him every time you have a shoot.
Yeah, there's a beater. It's hardly the same as putting him in charge of my stock.
Well, you'll have to get someone.
Why?
Well, if Sammy's got bronchitis...
That's probably just a cold.
He could be off for a fortnight.
Oh, Sammy's not indispensable, you know. I can manage without him.
I'm not saying you couldn't manage.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
I just think it would be more sensible to take someone on temporarily.
Why?
Why what?
Why would it be sensible to take someone on?
I'm only thinking of you, darling. I don't want you going down with something.
I'm perfectly fit, thank you very much.
Well, you won't be if you go wandering around in the yard without your coat on.
For heaven's sake.
You was out this morning, Debbie, chatting to the vet in his shirt sleeves.
Mum, I was not in my shirt sleeves. I was wearing a pullover.
With the sleeves rolled up.
Oh, Jenny, will you stop treating me like an idiot child?
I'm not.
You should hear yourself.
Darling, I can't help worrying about you.
Listen, I'll decide who I employ on my farm, and I'll decide what I wear, all right?
Brian, you haven't forgotten to take your pills, have you?
What?
Your epilepsy pills.
Well, you're doing it again.
What?
Treating me like a half-wit.
I just thought you seemed rather tense, that's all. Sometimes if you've forgotten to take your pills, you are...
I've not forgotten to take my blasted pills.
All right.
I'm going to check on that sick you.
Don't you want any more tea?
No.
Well, make sure you put your coat on.
Well done, Mum.
What?
Why do you always have to make such a fuss?
What do you mean?
You know he hates it. Why can't you just leave him alone?
Is it a crime to be concerned about my husband's health?
There's no need to lay it on with a trowel.
I wasn't. I just want to know what's making him so touchy. Do you know what's wrong with him?
Maybe he's got an unhappy home life.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No, come on.
It's a joke, all right?
Well, I'm glad you think it's something to joke about.
Mum, If you can't guess what's bugging Dad, what makes you think I'm any the wiser?
He was blue with cold by the time he got down. What was he doing on the roof?
Oh, fixing the tiles. You see, the surveyor said there were quite a few loose, and if we had a violent storm, they could blow off.
Oh, I see. So I told Neil he'd better see to it.
Very wise.
You know how cold it was on Sunday.
Poor Neil.
And another thing the surveyor said, he said that the insulation in the loft was barely adequate.
Oh, you should get that seen to. You can save a lot of money on your fuel bills.
Oh, no. So me and Neil are going down to Home Matters this evening. You know, the big DIY place on the bypass.
I can see Neil's going to have his work cut out.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? As long as the house belonged to the council, I didn't give a second thought to things like that. But now that it's really ours...
I'm glad it all went so smoothly for you. Buying houses can be fairly traumatic.
Yeah, that's what people keep telling me. It was dead easy for us.
You had a good solicitor. That always helps.
Oh, Usha. She's been smashing. She really has. I've asked her to come Thursday. You know, to our little house warming.
Oh, that reminds me, Susan. Mark won't be able to come, I'm afraid.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes, he sends his apologies, but he's got to go to Birmingham and he won't be back till late.
Oh, well, you'll come though, won't you?
I'm looking forward to it.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Mr.
Morning.
Fraser.
Shula, who have we got on the timber contract?
Ah, well, it was supposed to be the Dawson brothers, but they let us down at the last minute.
So that was Eddie Grundy that I saw.
He came in yesterday looking for work.
I see.
So I thought, why not? He's keen, he's available, and he's a lot cheaper than Dawson's.
Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it. How are you, Susan?
I'm fine, thanks. Cameron, I had a rather curious phone call yesterday from Mr. Rodway.
Really?
About some people called Kellaway.
Ah.
He asked if I'd show them over Red House Farm.
That's not a problem, is it?
No, we've said 3 o'clock this afternoon. Only I just wondered who they were.
Oh, some people who've expressed an interest in Red House Farm.
But they're not local, are they?
No. But that doesn't matter, surely.
Cameron, could I have a word?
Yes, of course, Shula. Come through into my office. Now, what can I do for you?
This is a bit awkward, really. It's just that, Elizabeth said you were offering to rent the land to my father and David after all.
Yes, I did. He turned me down over the weekend.
I don't understand.
I offered to rent it to Phil, not David. They felt, as your father is nearing retirement, even this wasn't long enough.
Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't spoken to them. I didn't realise.
I don't want to risk a long tenancy, Shula. I don't want to rent it to David.
I'm sorry, it's all a bit awkward, really. Because it's family, I suppose.
That's precisely why I haven't been talking to you about it, Shula. It's difficult enough with Elizabeth.
Yes, I know, I'm sorry. It's just that you've always involved me before, but I do understand, honestly.
Well, it's all water under the bridge now. Your father said no, and now I'm thinking of selling the farm.
Selling it?
What's a lovely girl like you doing in a place like this?
Sorry?
It's Miss Gupta, isn't it?
Yes.
Mark Hebden's partner.
That's right.
Cameron Fraser. We met briefly.
Yes, I remember.
So, what brings you to Ambridge?
My car, actually.
I see. But what are you doing here? Soliciting or merely visiting?
I've been to see a client.
Ah.
Cameron?
Lizzie, darling.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Hi. What are you doing here? Same as you, I expect.
She's been visiting a client.
Really?
And now she's having her lunch.
How fascinating. I do have a tongue in my head.
Did I speak out of turn? I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I must be getting back to work.
Don't let us stand in your way.
Can't I tempt you to another mineral water?
No, really.
Some other time, maybe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. My goodness. She's a prickly character, isn't she?
What were you doing buying her drink?
I wasn't.
Can't I tempt you to another mineral water?
I've only been here 2 minutes.
Oh, yes?
I was being polite, that's all. Making small talk. Now, what can I tempt you to?
That depends.
How about dinner at La Gioconda? Then back to my place for coffee.
Tonight?
No. I'm away this afternoon.
Oh, that's all right then.
I won't be back till Friday.
Friday? Oh,
what's all right, then?
What?
What are you getting up to this evening?
Oh, it's really boring.
It doesn't by any chance involve your Hooray Henry friend.
I'm going to supper with David and Ruth, that's all. I mean, I would have cancelled...
Again?
What do you mean, again.
We only had lunch with them a couple of days ago.
A couple of weeks.
Why's your brother being so matey all of a sudden?
Why are you being so suspicious?
I'm interested. That's all.
I just want to pick his brain. You see, I'm trying to put together an article.
He's not still on at you about Red House Farm.
Of course he is.
He never gives up, does he?
Why won't you let him have it, Cameron?
I offered to let it to him for 5 years.
Well, that's no good to a farmer like him.
Then I offered it to your dad.
Still not long enough.
So you want me to give your brother a lifetime's tenancy on my farm just to get him off your back?
Is that so very much to ask?
All right, Lizzie. You tell that brother of yours that I'm still considering my options, but if he wants to take a look over Red House Farm, he might not be wasting his time.
Oh, Cameron, you're an angel.
I shall expect a reward.
What?
Well, shall we say dinner on Friday at La Gioconda?
Then back to your place for coffee.
You read my mind.
So that's 8, 12, 96. How much is on a roll?
5.33 meters.
Well, how much is that in feet?
Oh, Neil, honestly.
17, 18, isn't it? Well, 6 rolls should do it. Is how much a roll?
£6.79.
Oh, blimey. How much is 6 times that?
About £40.
Huh. Well, that's not too bad, I suppose.
Oh, it'll pay for itself in no time. Mm. Good insulation saves ever such a lot on your fuel bills.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can balance these great rolls on the trolley.
Well, I'm sure if we ask, someone will carry them out to the van for us.
Oh, right. Well, shall we go then?
Just one more thing.
Well, have we got the paint for the kitchen?
No, I want to show you something.
You said that was all we were going to get.
Just something I've really set my heart on.
What?
Oh, come on, I'll show you.
Look, we can't afford to go mad,
Look,
Susan.
I will understand if you say no. It's just what it would make all the difference to the house.
Yeah, that's what you said about the insulation.
No, but make it so that it really is our house. You know, different from all the others. Hmm? There.
Oh, the front door?
Yeah.
But we got a front door.
No, but that's the point, Neil. We've got a front door, the same as everyone else's, a council front door. Whereas, if we had one like this, Georgian style.
I don't think that's a bit...
What?
Oh, you know, showing off.
Well, why shouldn't we show off? We worked hard and saved and bought our own house. That's something to be proud of, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Of course it is, Neil.
You sure this is the one you want?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Right. Well, we'd better have it then, haven't we?
Oh, thank you, Neil.
I'm sorry, I've come too early.
No, no, of course you haven't. Mark's a bit late, that's all. What would you like to drink?
I've just opened a bottle of white wine.
Oh, some wine would be lovely, yeah.
Right. So, how are you settling in?
Fine.
Glad you came?
Oh, yes. I think the practice is picking up really well.
Yes, I think Mark's quite pleased with the way things are going.
That's a relief.
But
I thought perhaps
about... Sorry.
No, please. After you.
I was only going to say, don't you miss your family?
Of course. Actually, I miss them quite dreadfully. I'm used to seeing my parents 2 or 3 times a week, you see.
Mm, me too.
Not to mention my brothers. My telephone bill is going to be astronomical.
But what about your boyfriend?
At least you get to see more of him, don't you?
Rajiv.
I haven't seen him for weeks.
But Coventry's only less than an hour's drive.
He's a junior hospital doctor, Shula. They never get an hour off at a time.
Oh, it must be very difficult.
Even when I do see him, he just falls asleep.
Oh, dear.
In fact, we've agreed there's not much future for us. Not for the moment, anyway.
Oh, sure, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'll get over it.
Well, look, you mustn't sit alone in that flat. Any time you want to talk, just come over.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, I expect that's Mark now.
I'm sure when he comes home in the evening, he's glad to get away from me.
Nonsense. He's always forgetting his key. Oh, hello.
Shula, I'm really sorry to disturb you.
Oh, come on in. I really mustn't stop, but I just had to find out. Oh, hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Have a glass of wine.
No, honestly, I can't stop. We've got Elizabeth coming to supper.
Oh, good luck. David just sent me down the pub to buy some beer. Only, we're just dying to know. Who were those people?
What people?
That you were showing over Red House Farm this afternoon.
I might well ask what you were doing there.
Well, Elizabeth was chatting to Cameron Fraser in the Bull at lunchtime.
Oh, yes, I met them.
Did you?
What did you think of him?
Well, he's a little bit arrogant, isn't he?
An understatement of the year.
But Elizabeth is rather fond of him.
My sister has terrible taste in men.
Anyway, as they were leaving, Elizabeth came over to us and said, it's okay, he's changed his mind.
Changed his mind?
Cameron, about letting us rent the land.
Red House Farm?
Yes. So David and me thought we'd pop over this afternoon and have a bit of a poke around.
But, he's selling it.
What?
He wants to sell.
Is that what he told you?
Yes. And those people I showed round, they weren't interested in renting. They were definitely talking about buying it.
But it's only 80 acres. It's really not viable as a separate farm.
Oh, they weren't farmers. The woman seemed awfully keen on horses, though.
So what are you saying?
Well, I don't know, but my guess is that they want the land for some kind of development.
We can't do it, Eddie.
Yes, you can.
We can't. I die of exposure out here.
So daft.
I'll get hyper... I'll get some pneumonia.
Jump up and down a bit. You'll soon get warm.
Where's the wind coming from?
We don't know.
From the east, that's where. Straight from the Arctic wastes of Siberia.
Well, get inside the parlour then. You'll be out the wind.
I can feel creeping numbness starting to grab hold me toes.
You can be like this every blooming morning.
You got no sympathy here.
Look, Dad, I'm going out with me tractor, and I'm going to work long and hard today to earn the money to pay your fine.
Our fine?
Your fine. So the least you can do is to milk the blooming cows.
I'll do it in the evening, Eddie.
You'll do it now and all.
Couldn't you just this once?
No.
Before you go.
No, I couldn't. Now stop whinging and get on with it.
Look at on to me chest, it's bitter cold. If I'm laid out with me farmer's lung, who'll do the milking then?
Oh, sure. Oh,
that's a nice way to talk to your father.
Right, cross your fingers and start praying, Dad.
What for?
This tractor will start.
Why shouldn't it?
Because as you insist on telling me, it's blooming cold.
You should have put it in the barn.
Well, thanks, Dad. I'm really glad you told me that.
Down to a penny, your diesel's gone solid.
Yeah, always count on you to look on the bright side.
Eddie?
Oh, what's he doing here?
Morning, sir.
What do you want?
My plane. You borrowed it.
What sort of plane?
Just after Christmas.
Let me see, was it a 747 or a Concorde?
My jack plane. I turned the whole house upside down looking for it last night, and then I remembered.
There must have been some other bloke.
No, it was you.
You're accusing my son of being a liar.
Look, if you could just have a look.
Sorry, mate. Go and stop me.
But I need it.
Work to be done. Come on, you beggar. Start, you hear me? Yee-haw!
I've got to sort out this business of my gamekeeper.
What business?
You remember the fuss Phil made when his old dog died?
Oh, when poor old Nell was caught in your keeper's illegal trap, you mean?
Yes, yes, all right.
Well, what's to sort out?
Well, I foolishly agreed to keep sharp off Brookfield then.
Sounds fair enough.
You should try running a shoot in your keeper's and drop out halfway through. Hey, slow down a bit.
Sorry.
I know this car can do 0-60 in milliseconds. You don't have to keep demonstrating it.
Sorry.
Why, anyone should think you need a 2-litre engine.
Oh, don't begrudge me, Dad.
I don't. I'll tell you one thing.
What?
Cars don't work unless you put petrol in them.
I know.
The needle's practically off the bottom of the red bit.
I'll fill it up in Borchester.
You'll do it before then, if you've got any sense.
All right. Are you going to want to lift home as well?
If you can find a window in your busy schedule.
How long are you going to be?
Suppose I could always give Jenny a ring.
It's up to you.
It's a relief to get away from her, to be honest with you.
Is it?
She says one more word to me about wrapping up warm and looking after myself.
She does go on a bit, doesn't she?
I don't know what's got into her lately. It's getting worse than her mother.
Dad, I'll pick you up. Just tell me what time, okay?
About 3.
Well, fine.
Then we could call in on Chris on the way home.
And talk about my horse?
What?
Well, you did say you'd ask Auntie Christie.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
Well, you did
yes,
say...
Yes, all right, Debbie. Actually, I want to talk to Chris about the riding school, trying to persuade her to come and have another look.
Why?
Well, she's the expert, isn't she?
But you never take any notice of what she says anyway.
I do.
Oh, since when?
I value her opinion.
You like her to think you value her opinion.
Getting getting very cynical in your old age.
I wonder where I get it from.
You found it then? What? You're Jack Lee. Told you Eddie hadn't got it.
Hey, I just got it. I had to borrow this one.
Must be blooming cold in your house.
What?
No front door.
Oh, well, I'll have it back on in a minute.
You should wait till the summer to do a job like that.
Yeah, well...
New door, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, very fancy. What's next, then?
What?
Wrought iron gate, see? Pair of stone lions sitting on the gatepost.
Don't talk,
Doc. Pretty soon you'll be too grand to talk to the likes of me.
There's nothing grand about me and Susan.
Here, here, talk to your Susan.
What about her?
Well, she knows what's going on in the estate, don't she? Her working in the office.
Yeah, well, what about it?
What's all this about Cameron Fraser flogging off Red House Farm?
You tell me, Joe. What's your heard?
He's selling it to the developers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be one of them theme parks.
You're making it up.
No, I ain't. Trust me, I aren't up to die. There's going to be fun fairs also.
You've been listening to too much idle gossip.
You'll be laughing on the side of your face when there's big dippers and Ferris wheels on your doorstep.
Haven't you got any work to do, Joe?
You mark my words.
Thought you were supposed to be looking after the farm, with Eddie working on the estate.
A man's entitled to a lunch break, isn't he?
Well, why don't you go down the bull, sit in the warm?
She won't give me no money, will she?
Who won't?
Clary, that's who. Says we got to economise.
Well, if you're going to pay off that fine...
How come everybody knows our business?
I don't know, I'm sure.
Hey, wrote. She gives me £1.62 for an ounce of baccy. Exact money, right? And you know what?
What?
I get to the shop, price of baccy's gone up, hasn't it?
Oh, dear.
£1.69. Mind you, Betty Tucker trusted me for the extra 70. She's out of gold, that one.
Right. Let's see if this thing will fit now. You going to give me a hand?
Yeah, well, I would do, Neil, but watch me back, see? I can't do no heavy lifting.
It's not that heavy.
That's all right, then. You won't strain yourself.
Look, if you could just tell me... See, I've got to line it up with the hinges and then drop it on.
Oh, got them rising butts, have you? Very fast.
And I can't see the bottom one properly. So if you could tell me when it's lined up properly...
Yeah, hold on, then. Hold on. Let's see. Let me get round the other side. Wait, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now. Okay, I got the top one. How's it look?
Out a bit. Huh? No. Towards me. Bit more. Bit more. That's it. That should do it.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Shut all right, Joe?
Oh, look at that. Perfect.
Yeah, you reckon we done a good job there?
We?
I think we deserve a cup of tea. You going to put the kettle on?
Oh, where the hell is Debbie? You
know what these youngsters are like.
3 o'clock, she said. You heard her.
And they get involved in something and lose all sense of time.
I can't understand why Jenny isn't answering.
Oh, well, she's probably gone shopping.
She definitely said she'd be at home this afternoon.
Or to collect Kate from school?
No, it's Kate's night with Judah.
Oh, you still here, Brian?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, still no answer.
David... Could you give Brian a lift home?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's okay.
The car's outside.
No, I think I'll walk, actually.
Oh, no, Brian, it's bitterly cold out there.
Now, watch it, Phil. You're beginning to sound like Jenny.
Let me run you, Brian. It won't take 10 minutes.
I could do with some fresh air, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, don't get up, Phil. I'll find my own way out.
Well, your coat's in the kitchen.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Yes. Bye. Bye, Brian.
He's in a funny mood.
Yeah.
Debbie not turn up.
Wait... Not just that. It's been like a cat on hot bricks all day. It's really quite rude to your mother at lunchtime.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, nothing we can do about it.
No.
Now, what's all this about Red House Farm?
Ah, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, Shula says Fraser's trying to sell it.
Oh, you've heard?
Well, is he in financial difficulties, do you think?
I don't know. But the point is, if he's selling, why don't we buy?
What?
If he's strapped for cash, he's going to be selling at a discount, right?
Oh, David, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not.
He'll probably want $250,000.
Look, if he's going to sell, he'll probably sell it in lots. Flog off the house separately with maybe 10 acres.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, which would leave 70 acres, and I bet we could pick it up for $1,000 an acre.
Oh, that's a bit optimistic.
Oh, well, maybe 1,200.
No, David.
But we agreed it would be a good idea to acquire the land.
To rent it, yes.
Spread our overheads is the only way we're going to make a decent profit in the present climate.
In the present climate, I think we should be sticking our necks out to spend 70 or 80,000 pounds on land.
It was worth double that 5 years ago.
Oh, and 5 years from now, it'll probably be worth half.
But land seems to be moving really well at the moment.
At the moment, maybe.
Might be a good time to invest, then.
But if these latest EC proposals go through...
Oh, come on, Dad. We can't decide our future on what some faceless bureaucrat in Brussels might or might not do.
I'm afraid we have to, David.
So we're going to miss out on a golden opportunity.
I'm sorry. We are not going to buy Red House Farm.
Oh, thank God you came along, Eddie.
The night in shining armour, that's me.
See, I knew there wasn't a petrol station on the bypass, so I turned off, hoping to find one.
So where's the car?
Oh, God knows. I just kept driving in the direction of what I thought was Pennyhasset, and then the petrol ran out in the middle of nowhere.
How long have you been walking, then?
Oh, I don't know, 20 minutes?
Yeah. You must have been somewhere near Edgeley.
Do you think so?
There's a petrol station there.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Now, you know where we are now, any road?
No.
Yes, you do. This is your dad's land.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, it's getting so dark, I didn't recognise it.
It was less than a mile from your own front door.
Oh, God, I feel such an idiot.
I thought you'd known the countryside better than that boy now.
Oh, Dad is going to kill me. I was supposed to pick him up at 3 o'clock. And he told me, he said, get some petrol.
Well, here we are.
Oh, Eddie, you're a star.
I'll drive you up to the house, shall I?
You must come and have a drink.
What did your dad have to say about that?
Never mind. It's the least I can do.
Don't look like there's anyone on.
Oh, that's funny.
No lights are anywhere.
But Mum should be here. Even if Dad is still stranded at Brook... Oh, my God, Eddie, what's that?
Where?
Stop. Stop the van. There's someone on the ground. It's Dad. Dad. Dad, can you hear me?
Is he all right?
Now, come on, Dad. Wake up.
Should I call an ambulance?
No, let's get him indoors. Oh, he's awfully cold. We can call the doctor then.
What's wrong with him?
I think he's had a fit. It's all right, Dad. I'm here. You'll be all right now.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, hello there.
I was admiring your technique.
What?
Scraping the slurry.
Oh, you've been watching me, have you?
You do it with great style.
Well, David still reckons I take twice as long as he does.
Well, I mustn't stop. I just popped in to see how Dad was getting along.
Oh, he's getting along just fine. He's out here a dozen times a day shouting and waving his sticks at us.
I can imagine.
By the way, is David still inside?
He's in the office.
Jammy beggar.
What?
Any excuse and he's in there sitting in the warm with your dad.
While you're out here...
working me poor little chapped fingers to the bone.
Oh, dear. Mind you, they were having a rather heated discussion when I left.
You mean they were shouting at each other?
Well, not quite.
Oh, Lord, what is it this time?
Oh, this scheme of David's.
Which one?
You know, for buying Red House Farm.
What?
Well, he must have talked to you about it, surely.
No.
Ah.
He wants us to buy Red House Farm.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Cameron seems to be toying with the idea of selling it.
Yeah, you told me.
Well, David thinks you ought to... I mean, Brookfield ought to... put in a bid for the land.
And he's discussing this with your father.
Seems to
without be. Without consulting me. You wouldn't believe I was involved in this farm, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. I didn't mean
Ruth.
To...
Ruth!
Ah, the man himself.
I'd better be on my way. Leave you two to sort things out.
Shula, don't go. Hold on a minute.
I want a word with you.
Yeah, okay, love, later.
No, David, not later. Now.
I must get back to work.
I am not going to put up with you and your father taking decisions behind me back.
Darling, please, shut up.
I will not shut up.
Brian has had another fit.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so. Jennifer just phoned to tell us. Yesterday afternoon, apparently.
Oh, poor Brian.
Yeah, he was on his own as well, outside in the cold. It was really lucky that Debbie phoned him when she did.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Anyway, love, I've said I'll go over and give him a hand at Home Farm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Normally the men could cope, but Sammy Whipple's off sick, apparently.
Oh, no, is he?
Yeah, and they're supposed to be blood testing this morning. The vet's coming at 10, and then it's only the tractor drivers.
Oh, it would have to be today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so Jennifer was panicking a bit about getting the cattle penned up and ready.
You go on over there, love. We'll manage here, no problem.
You look like Martin Luther.
What?
Nailing your articles of faith to the church door.
Do you know what this is?
No.
It's a planning permission notice for the church loo.
Oh, no. You shattered my beautiful illusion.
Just about sums up the difference between me and Martin Luther, really.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure your flock will be terrifically appreciative.
What a bet.
Surely nobody's going to object. I mean, it's all been agreed, hasn't it?
About having it in the church, yes. But you see, lavatories require outlets.
I'm well aware of that.
And where is the outlet going to have to go?
Oh, you mean it might mean digging up the churchyard?
They're moving Father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense.
What on earth's that?
It's an old music hall song. They're shifting his remains to make way for 10-inch drains. They will not let poor Father rest in peace. Oh, good morning, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
What's so funny?
I was just explaining to Caroline about the drains.
What?
We've received a citation from the diocesan chancellor.
What's that?
Planning permission for the proposed cloakroom in the church.
I see.
And the fact of the matter is, plumbing it in will involve a bit of excavation in the churchyard.
What?
To connect up the drains.
Well, I don't think that is a subject for levity. I mean, there is every possibility, is there not, that you might interfere with a grave?
I'm afraid so.
But that's unthinkable.
I assure you, Linda, that if any graves are disturbed...
Where exactly would the waste pipe emerge from the building?
Well, on that side of the porch, I suppose.
Do you know who is buried on that side of the porch?
Not exactly, no. With the gravestones having been moved...
That is the Lawson Hope grave.
Is it?
You do know who the Lawson Hopes were?
Yes, I think so.
Morning.
The former squires of this village.
Hello, Susan.
Morning. Look, Robin, I really must be getting back.
Have you heard about this, Susan?
Not what?
They're going to dig up the Lawson Hope grave.
What for?
I'll see you tonight, okay?
Yes.
Oh, you are coming to my party, aren't you?
What?
Well, tonight, my housewarming.
Oh, yes, of course I am.
What?
Oh, you must come too, Caroline.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Isn't it? What say we meet at 7 and go to Susan's together?
All right.
You're coming, aren't you, Linda?
Yes, of course. But now, please, can we talk about this proposed desecration of the Lawson Hope grave?
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hello.
Woohoo.
Oh, say, something smells good.
How'd you get on?
Fine, what's for supper?
Stewed sheep.
Great.
Did you see Brian?
Yeah.
How is he?
Well, okay, I suppose.
You suppose?
Bit woozy. Didn't remember a thing about what happened. In fact, he didn't seem to remember he'd been at Brookfield yesterday.
Really?
But Jennifer says that's normal, bit of disorientation, you know, loss of memory.
And how's Jennifer taken it?
She was a bit weird, actually.
How do you mean, weird?
Well, you'd think she'd be really upset, wouldn't you? You know, worried about him.
Yeah,
but she was, well, angry.
What do you mean?
With Brian. She kept going on at him about it being his own fault for forgetting to take his pills.
Had he forgotten to take them?
Couldn't remember.
Oh, dear.
Haven't we got any biscuits?
Yes, supper's nearly ready. I've only got to do the sprouts.
Right. Have I got time for a shower?
Have a shower after. Sit down. I want to talk to you.
Oh, sounds ominous.
I had a word with Phil at lunchtime.
And?
I wanted to know what was going on behind me back.
What are you talking about?
Red House Farm.
Oh, that.
Why did you go to him without discussing the matter with me?
Because I knew he'd say no.
What?
And then you'd have been disappointed.
There may be some logic there somewhere, David, but I'm damned if I can see it.
Okay, I think there's a good chance we could pick up the Red House Farm land for a song. I mean, if Fraser's selling, he must be desperate for cash, right?
I'm not that desperate. I mean, he'd want 200 grand at least.
For the whole farm? Yeah, maybe. I'm just talking about the land.
But what about the house?
We wouldn't want the house.
Who says we wouldn't want it?
Well, we wouldn't.
I might.
What for?
To live in.
But we've got a house.
Listen, David. I'm not saying I'm not happy living here. But I've often felt I'd be a darn sight happier if we weren't on your parents' doorstep.
Oh, you're not serious.
No, let me finish. When we were looking over the place on Tuesday, I thought, what a beautiful house that was.
It's falling down.
Well, it needs a bit of renovation, I know. But I thought, how I would love to live in that house.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew it was a pipe dream. When I saw those people Shula was showing round, people who wouldn't think twice about paying 100 grand for a tumble-down old farmhouse.
Well, I had a pipe dream about buying the land.
Didn't stop you talking to Phil about it. And if he'd said yes, you'd have presented it to me as a fait accompli.
Well, he didn't. He said no. End of story.
You still should have talked to me about it.
Well, you should have told me about how you felt about the house. Water's boiling. You're going to put the sprouts on.
And another thing.
What?
Why didn't you tell me we'd been invited to Neil and Susan's housewarming?
I didn't think you'd want to go.
There you go. Make up your mind for me again.
Well, you don't want to go, do you?
No, but I think we should. It's called politeness.
There's someone at the door. Neil? Oh, where's he gone?
I think he's in the kitchen.
Oh, excuse me. I'd better answer it.
David, don't try and smile.
How much longer have we got to stay here?
What's the matter with you?
He didn't want to come.
Mark chickened out, I see.
He's working late tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's in Birmingham.
Oh, look, here's Caroline. Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I didn't expect to see you here.
I didn't expect to see me here either.
What?
I had my arm twisted.
Is there anyone here of their own free will?
Shh. What can I get you to drink, Caroline?
Sherry? This is very nice red wine.
Oh, that'd be lovely. The other red wine.
Right. Won't be a minute, thanks.
It's revolting, this one.
No, it isn't. It's quite decent, actually.
You don't have to drink it. I came with Robin, but he got waylaid in the hall by Linda Snell.
Oh, it's a fate worse than death.
David, why don't you go and talk to Mia?
What about?
Pigs and how they behave at parties.
Oh, very droll.
Yes, but some villages have been quite ruined.
I'll be in the kitchen.
I don't think you need to worry, Linda. Hello, Shirley. Ruth.
Hello.
There's one house in Little Croxley that's been painted bright pink. It looks quite dreadful.
Here's your wine, Caroline. Cheers.
Susan, here's to your new house.
Oh, thank you.
And may I say what a delightful home you've made of it.
Yes, you've got it looking lovely. Well, Neil should take the credit, really. He's ever so good at decorating. And he built the shelves in the corner unit.
Can I borrow him?
What?
I've been waiting 6 months for David to put up one little shelf. Is Neil responsible for the front door?
Well, we chose it together.
It's very smart. But you're not planning any more alterations, I hope?
How do you mean?
Replacement windows? Stone cladding?
No.
And I was just saying to Robin, with these houses being right on the green, any ill-advised home improvements could quite ruin the character of the village.
We wouldn't do anything like that.
This reminds me, Shula, what are these appalling rumours I've been hearing?
About what?
Red House Farm being sold for development.
Is Cameron selling off a farm?
Nothing's been decided yet. But it is being discussed. This theme park notion.
What?
Oh, surely not. Well, that's what people are saying, that Cameron Fraser has been negotiating with some frightful place in France.
Like Euro Disney.
Oh, I don't believe that for one moment.
It wouldn't be allowed. Not on agricultural land.
Where on earth did you hear that, Linda?
It wasn't Joe Grundy, was it?
Oh, I might have guessed.
He was going on about it to Neil yesterday.
That man lives in a total fantasy world.
Yes, you may say that, but there's no smoke without fire. I mean, if it can happen at Lower Loxley, it could easily happen in Ambridge.
If what can happen at Lower Loxley? Well, you surely know what Nigel Pardis is doing.
He's opened the house to the public, not much else.
But he's not making any money, apparently.
He hasn't done quite as well as he'd hoped.
So, in order to attract more visitors, he's going to open a safari park.
Ooh, do shut that door.
Oh, hold on a minute, I'm just trying to see.
What's the matter?
Have you ever had the feeling you're being followed?
No.
I knew it was him.
Who?
Nigel. Every time I look over my shoulder, there's his car.
But why should Nigel be following you?
I don't know, but I wish he wouldn't.
I mean, if he wants to see you, he knows where you live.
I promised Cameron I wouldn't see him.
Why?
Because he asked me not to.
That's a bit unreasonable, isn't it?
I don't see why. Hey, do you want to see what he sent me for a Valentine?
Nigel?
Cameron, of course. There.
What is it?
It's a garter.
Oh, I see.
It was my initial set in seed pearls inside a heart. Isn't that the most romantic thing ever? I think it's gorgeous.
Well, that's what matters, isn't it?
And he's taking me out for a special meal tonight at La Gioconda.
Oh, lucky you.
So I thought I'd have a nice relaxing swim and a sauna. Oh, is Nicola available to give me a massage?
She can probably fit you in later this morning.
Great. I say, love the flowers.
Oh, yes. They're rather splendid, aren't they?
Who are they for?
Me?
You?
Well, don't say it like that. You're not the only one who gets Valentine's, you know.
I never thought Sid was such an old romantic.
He often gives me flowers.
Well, that's not exactly a bunch of daffs, though, is it? You've got half a hothouse of roses there.
Yes.
What does the card say?
It doesn't say anything.
Oh, go on, let me look.
No, I mean it. There's no message. They just came addressed to Kathy Perks, care of Grey Gables.
How mysterious.
Actually, I'm wondering if they mightn't be from Mr. Woolley.
Mr. Woolley?
Well, it's the kind of thing he does, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. He often gives flowers to the staff.
Oh, not 40 quid's worth of roses.
Oh, do you think that's what they cost?
They must be from Sid.
I suppose so. I mean, he gave me a gorgeous card this morning, and I'm sure he'd have mentioned it. At least dropped a hint.
I say, Kathy, perhaps you've got a secret admirer.
Elizabeth.
What?
I do wish you'd think before you speak sometimes.
Oh, God, sorry. Me and my big mouth.
Oh, there you are at last.
I came as quickly as I could. Whatever's the matter?
Can you look after Alice for me?
Of course, dear.
She's been whining all morning and I'm just about at the end of my tether.
What about Brian?
What about him?
Well, I thought when you rang he must have... that he'd got worse or something.
Oh, no, no, he's all right. He just wants to be left alone. So if you can keep Alice away from him...
Well, I'll take her back to the lodge.
No, I want you to stay here. There ought to be somebody in the house with Brian.
Are you going out?
Yes. There's some soup on the Arga for lunch. Brian probably won't want any, but if you can persuade him to eat just a bit.
Where are you going?
Oh, just out. And Debbie will be back about 3. So if you want to go home then...
When will you be back?
I don't know.
Jennifer, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I just need to get out of the house for a while, that's all.
You've got a sick husband who needs you.
No, he doesn't need me.
Of course he does.
Listen, Mum, if he'd paid attention to me, this would never have happened. I warned him. I said if he didn't take his pills, he was liable to have another fit.
Is that what happened?
What?
Did he forget to take his pills?
Oh, I don't know, and he claims he can't remember.
But there can be any number of causes, can't there?
Oh, you're the expert on epilepsy now, are you?
No, but I can remember what the doctors told us. If he'd had a drink, for example.
Well, he never touches alcohol.
Or some kind of upset. Something causing him to become tense or angry.
Oh, that's nothing like that.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Jill.
I just called to see how Brian is.
Oh, he's fine. I've got to go out, I'm afraid, but Mum will take you in if you want to see him.
But Jennifer...
I'll see you later. Look, I've really got to go. Sorry.
Oh, dear. Under the phone, Jack.
Is everything all right?
I don't know, Jill.
Brian's not worse, is he?
No, it's Jennifer. I don't know what's got into her.
Well, it must be terribly upsetting for her. I mean, he seems so much better. And it's... How long since he last had a fit?
I can't remember.
It was at David and Ruth's housewarming, and that was a year ago last September. Nearly 18 months.
Yes.
So, it must be an awful shock for Jennifer to have it recur like this.
But she's been behaving oddly since long before this happened.
Has she?
Yes. I've been getting rather cross with her, actually. She keeps expecting me to look after Alice. Not that I mind if she gives me fair warning. But last week, for example, I had 6 guests for lunch, and she dumped Alice on me without a moment's notice.
Oh.
And like just now, she'll never tell me where she's going. It's just out.
I shouldn't worry, Peggy.
But I do. What's going on, Jill?
She may be in yet. She often comes in at lunchtime.
I called in at Brookfield, but she wasn't there.
Well, didn't Mrs. Archer know where she was?
I'm afraid she wasn't at home either.
Oh, not your day, is it?
I was greeted by Farmer Phil brandishing his sticks.
Oh, dear.
No, that's a lie. He was only using his sticks to walk with. Actually... He was jolly nice. He even asked me in for a coffee. I think he's been redeemed by suffering.
What?
Well, he used to be a real old curmudgeon. Since he's had this trouble with his hip, he positively radiates sweetness and light.
Does he?
Well, he does to me.
Hello?
Hello, love. What are you doing here?
Kathy. How delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Here, have my stool.
No, really.
I've got to be going anyway. Time to continue my quest.
Yeah, Nigel's looking for Elizabeth.
Oh, she's been in the health club all morning.
She's still there?
No, I'm afraid she just left.
Ah, well, I shall just have to love you and leave you then. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see you, Nigel. He doesn't change, does he?
No.
Anyway, what brings you home at this hour?
I've got something to ask you.
Ask away.
Well, when I got into work this morning, there was this amazing bouquet of flowers waiting for me.
Oh, yes?
Dozens of roses.
Well, no more than you deserve, I'm sure.
It was you, wasn't it?
Me? I can't afford dozens of roses.
Oh, come on, Sid. It was, wasn't it?
Yes, all right, all right. I confess.
Oh, what a relief.
A relief? What do you mean?
Oh, I've been worrying myself sick all morning.
Why?
Because I didn't know who they were from.
Oh, love, you must have guessed, surely.
Well, I thought they were from you. But then a little nagging doubt kept creeping in.
Who else do you think? Oh, Kathy, you didn't.
Just that on Valentine's Day last year...
No, love, don't bring all that up.
Oh, don't you see? It was when I got an anonymous Valentine's gift last year that...
Of course it was.
I couldn't help remembering. And I started to worry.
I didn't think. Oh, I feel such a fool. Oh,
if you'd just let me know they were from you.
How could I have been so thoughtless? There was me thinking I was making a grand romantic gesture.
Oh, it was. It was very romantic.
Oh, well, I promise I'll try and be more considerate.
Yeah, well, I'll try and be more grateful.
Yeah, what for?
Oh, Sid. You've given me the most fabulous bouquet of flowers that I've ever seen in my life. And I haven't even said thank you.
Well, I think Brian's looking better. He says he enjoyed his lunch.
Jennifer?
And Alice has behaved herself?
Alice has been fine. I want to know about you.
Me? Oh, I'm fine. I'll make some tea, shall I?
Where have you been? I've been worried sick.
I'm sorry, Mum. I know I shouldn't have rushed off like that.
Where have you been?
I just had to be my own for a few hours. You do understand, don't you?
I know all this must have been a terrible shock for you.
It just couldn't have come at a worse time.
Why do you say that?
Well, just when everything was going so well for Brian. I mean, a few weeks ago, there might have been a reason. I mean, you know he was a bit upset about the whole business between Roger and Debbie, but now that's all been sorted out.
Has it?
Yes.
And things have been all right between you two?
Yes, of course. I mean, I really thought, well, we all thought that the epilepsy was under control. Another few months, and he'd even got his driving license back. It is such a crashing disappointment.
So you really no idea what could have brought on this fit?
I told you, Mum. I'm sure he must have forgotten to take his pills. Quite often does, you know, unless I remind him.
I don't think you're being entirely truthful with me.
Whatever makes you say that?
Jennifer, I'm not blind. Why have you been going out so much lately?
What do you mean?
You've been expecting me to look after Alice every other day.
Oh, Mum, I'm really sorry about last week. If I'd known you had guests for lunch...
Oh, never mind about that now. What I want to know is, why have you been spending so much time away from the house?
I've been helping Brian.
By leaving him on his own all the time?
You know perfectly well I've been handling the publicity for the riding course. There's a lot of work involved, you know, getting advertisements placed, this artwork, perhaps a scene to the printer.
I thought Debbie had been doing most of that.
Oh, she's been helping, of course.
And what about Roger?
Roger? What about him?
You haven't seen him?
No, of course not. You know the arrangement we agreed. He can see Debbie when he wants to, or when she wants to, but we decided it was better if he didn't come here. Oh, dear, the children seem to have eaten all the cake. We'll have to settle for biscuits, I'm afraid.
So you haven't seen anything of him?
Not since, well, must be 3 weeks ago now, since he brought those books round for Adam. Oh, apart from bumping into him, quite by chance in Felbersham. I expect Debbie told you about that, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
No, I'm sure it had nothing to do with Roger.
What?
Brian's fit! Oh, if it had happened a month ago, maybe, but that's all in the past now. I'm sure Brian's quite put it from his mind. Now, I'll just go and see if he wants a cup of tea. My goodness, you look like a walking flower shop.
Now, let me see. Which are yours? Ah, there you are.
Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you.
You think I'd forgotten you?
Well, I did wonder.
Oh, I knew I should have sent cards as well.
Nonsense. Though I must confess, when the postman came this morning and there was nothing from you...
I knew it. You were disappointed, weren't you?
I was worried. I thought, this is the first time in, what, 7 years that Nigel hasn't sent me a valentine. I thought you might be ill.
Fit as a fiddle, I assure you. But, I have a very special reason for playing Mr. Postie in person this year. Now, is Elizabeth in?
She's upstairs getting changed.
Oh, good. I have a proposal to put her.
Nigel, dear.
What?
You do know about her and Cameron Fraser.
Oh, I know Lizzie's heart belongs to another. I'm not out to steal her affections.
I wish you would.
I wish I could.
I'll give her a call. Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
What?
Someone to see you, dear.
Nearly ready. I'll be down in a minute.
No, actually, I wanted to ask Lizzie... Well, I better wait till she gets here, but... Well, you remember what I was telling you about opening the house to the public?
Yes.
Well, it hasn't actually been a great success.
It's early days yet, surely?
I'm afraid this year's profits barely covered wages for the staff. So, I've had to think up a new scheme.
The safari park.
Now, should I tell me I was opening a safari park? It was the first I'd heard of it.
It's not true, then?
Mrs. Archer, I'm frightened of cows and pigs. The last thing I want is large carnivorous animals wandering around the back garden.
Here I am. Oh, Nigel.
Oh, Lizzie, you look beautiful. Doesn't she look beautiful, Mrs. Archer?
Yes. I thought you were Cameron.
Alas, no. Would that I were.
What are you doing here anyway?
Nigel's brought us all these flowers.
Here, Lizzie. These are for you. Will you be my valentine? No, silly question. But please accept this small token of affection from a faithful friend.
Thank you. But look... Cameron's going to be here any minute.
Oh, don't worry. I know my presence offends him. I'll hide in the cupboard. But please, Lizzie, spare me 5 minutes of your time.
What for?
Why don't you sit down and listen?
Well, all right. As long as you're quick.
Your word is my command. Now, look at these brochures.
What's all this?
How to make money out of a stately home. The answer lies in corporate hospitality.
Let me have a look.
You see? Warwick Castle, Harwood House, they're all doing it. Letting out their facilities for banquets, conferences, concerts, craft fairs, you name it.
And you want to do this at Lower Loxley?
I've had a feasibility study done. And on paper, it looks terrifically promising.
Well, this is all very fascinating, Nigel, but what's it all got to do with me?
Well, you have a lot of contacts in the world of journalism, right?
Yes.
And you've done a bit of selling.
Well, only telly ads, that's all.
But you've got that knack of charming people, buttering them up and persuading them to buy things.
Nigel, do get to the point.
Lizzie, would you do me the great honour of consenting to be my marketing manager?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington. The agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed by Neil Fraser in our Pebble Mill studios and edited by Vanessa Whitburn.